Viewed as a report card, the group scoring chart indicates many members of both chambers would flunk. In the Republican-run assembly, less than 6% got a perfect ranking for pro-environment votes. However, nearly a third of the Democrat-controlled Senate voted as conservationists wished. One of those honored as a conservation champ was Green Bay Democrat Dave Hansen. He's on the Senate Environmental Resources Committee.
A common thread throughout these debates seemed to revolve around protecting the environment versus creating jobs. No single issue during the last session demonstrates this more than the Ashley Furniture Amendment.
Hansen was among those who fought an exemption for an Arcadia furniture maker which wanted to build on 13 acres of wetland. The company eventually decided to expand in Mississippi. Votes on this issue were considered by the League, along with reinstating protection for isolated wetlands, in jeopardy because of a Supreme Court ruling. Lawmakers were also ranked on a pending constitutional amendment guaranteeing the right to hunt and giving the DNR authority to regulate feeding deer to help control chronic wasting disease. A prominent member of the League is former DNR Secretary George Meyer. He says more needs to be done to protect the environment, but he thinks politics, not lack of money, will be the biggest obstacle.
We will have to take into account fiscal reality, and that will be part of what helps set priorities. But many of the issues that we're talking about issues are policy with little fiscal impact.
For instance, Meyer says he'd like stronger campaign finance reforms so that donations don't influence legislation. He and others would also like the state's environmental lawyer or public intervener reinstated. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.